Welcome to Life, Passion and Business. My name is Paul Harvey. When I started this podcast, I was looking for answers. What does it mean to be successful? What does it mean to have a good, well-lived life? I've gained some answers in the last 5 or 6 months. But there's more to explore. This is my new weekly show that is co-hosted by Lisa Avery. It is part of a series of programs and a Facebook group where we'll be exploring, providing tools and support, and looking to find what those big life questions mean for us all. Hello and welcome to Life, Passion and Business. And this is the new show, and it's called Bridging the Gap. So where do we get to? How did I get to this point here? Well, I have been doing this show now since the beginning of the year, since the beginning of 2018. And I have been interviewing some fantastic people. And one of the things that came across during those interviews is that people had a journey or had a process or had something going on which allowed them to move from where they were to where they wanted to be. And they were discovering passion, they were discovering meaning and purpose in the process. But it was when I had a recording, when I did a show with Lisa Avery on episode 9, that I realized that that possibility was actually open to everybody. And so I reached out to Lisa and we had this conversation about, well, what could we do? How could we do this? Could we bring this to people? And the overriding decision was, yes, we could. There is something we can do. We can help people bridge the gap. And so I invited Lisa Avery to be a co-host with me. So welcome, Lisa. I'm so pleased you're here.
Hi, Paul. I'm really excited to be here as well. My goodness.
Absolutely. And I'm picking up on your words now. Lisa has a tendency to say absolutely a lot. And I think it's something we're both going to be sharing.
Absolutely. So later in the program in the future, you know, where we're going to talk about language and how important this is to our mental state. Now, absolutely is a word that I love and swear by. It just sets me up, you know, in that positive frame of mind. And so I love this word, but I'm sorry, I do have a tendency to overuse it. Yeah.
That's why you use it a lot.
Yes,
well, that's fine. As long as we accept it, it's just one of your things. It will become the
thanks, Paul. Thank you.
The endearing part of you that you use absolutely a lot.
Yes.
So this show is all about helping people become more than they are, or change in a direction to which they want to go.
Yeah.
Can you say more about? So can you say more about this? So what do you see? How do you see this process unfolding? Because this is not going to be a one hour fix. This is going to be something that we're going to be working at towards for a while, I sense.
Yeah, I mean, any significant change takes time. I mean, that is a given. And what I'm really thinking here, it's taking people on a journey inside of themselves. Because all too often you see, Paul, people have these lives, you know, and they've got jobs, they've got families, they've got these lives which whilst aren't bad in any way, they're somehow unfulfilling, you know, they're lacking in purpose, they're lacking in meaning, they're lacking in that passion. And all too often people just kind of conform to that and they accept that that's just the way things have become. But I feel very passionately about this. I feel very passionately about helping people really grow, really evolve, really become all they can be, you know, and I think it's too sad that we just settle. And I think we've really got to ask ourselves some very important questions to move beyond that settling.
Yes, absolutely. And that's what, oh, I've done it as well now. Oh, it's catching. that is really something which is the podcast has done in a way, because people have said to me, my guests are saying to me, I think about these questions, but I've never, because I ask people simple questions in the podcast. It basically structures around who are you and how did you get to where you got to? How do you define success? How do you stay passionate? And how would you suggest other people to stay passionate? And I give them one other question. The other one is normally is like, is there anything you think you should have said, which is basically an opportunity to say anything. And the final one is, what's the meaning of life? So those kind of four questions, in a way, they are very simple. But in the process, we could be speaking for an hour or so because people suddenly go on this journey of discovery of themselves.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely, Paul. Because I think in real life, you know, in everyday life, people don't really have that time and that space to reflect. And I think that is what we would like to offer people, you know. We'd like to guide people. We'd like to support people through this process of exploration, self-exploration, and positive psychology, which is where I come from. This is really going to be the backbone. This is going to provide so much help and support and guidance and hopefully inspiration. But what I really want to emphasize is this is something we're going to do together. You and I and everybody listening, you know, we're going to do this together. We're going to move forward together. We're going to go into ourselves. We're going to ask some deep and meaningful questions. And then we're going to see what that looks like in terms of moving forward and bridging that gap, as you very eloquently describe.
Yeah, that's and I think that's the point. We need to take the journey together. So I guess, using the word so, I must stop using that word. I guess I need to say a little bit about myself, because for any people who haven't listened to the podcast, they probably don't know much about who I am and who we are. So maybe we can introduce ourselves. So I'll start.
Okay.
I am the... In my middle years, one should say, I am 55 this year. I am a digital marketer by trade. That's how I earn my money. I've always been in marketing for 30 odd years. I moved from London to the Highlands of Scotland 14 years ago to break away from the corporate world I lived in. And so I could just spend more time with my family at the time, because we only ever had one child and I was determined to enjoy most of it. So we moved here when my son was two and he's now 16. So the journey with my son has been amazing and still is amazing. I can very recommend the bonding capacity you have doing physics revision with your teenager. It's been an interesting journey, and it is an interesting journey. But the difference is now, for me, I need to step out of my comfort zone and take on a bigger role in the world, because I have allowed myself to get smaller. I've allowed my world to get smaller because I moved away from kind of the city life and, you know, into the country life. And I focused my entire energy and time on my son and my family over the last 10 years. And now I need to step out again and be bigger than I am, or bigger than I allow myself to be bigger. So that's my journey. That's where I think I need to be going.
Wow. Wow. Powerful manifesto there, Paul. Very inspiring stuff to start with. Wow. Shall I say a little bit about myself and where I am and where I'm going?
Yeah, yeah. I didn't know I was going to say that, Lisa. So I've actually set myself up a bit. There we are. What's your story?
So I work within the field of positive psychology. I'm a positive psychologist. And that means, you know, I study what goes right in life. So how people can thrive, not about how people can just get by, you know, and deal with negative mental health issues, if not how people can really, really embrace who they are authentically, you know, their innate talents, their innate strengths, their innate passions, and find a way to entwine them and really show up in the world using them to make themselves better and obviously to make a real contribution to the rest of the world. So that is my field and that is absolutely my passion, you know. What motivates me on a daily basis, it's empowering others to become the best version of themselves. And that, I guess, is why I'm here too with you, Paul, you know, because like yourself, I'm very much on that journey too. And it's a never-ending journey, you know. I think we're constantly evolving and growing as human beings, and that is what makes us happy. You know, that's what gives us a sense of meaning. No single goal.
So what's your story? I can hear you what you're talking about. For me at the moment is the aspirational stuff of where you lead people, but what is actually you? What's your truth?
Yeah. My truth. Well, I guess the reason why I describe what I describe right now so vividly and with so much passion, it's because it's taken me so bloody long to get there myself, you know. So I originally started out in teaching, and whilst I enjoyed teaching, what I realized that was what I really loved was that empowering other human beings to become more than they already were, you know. And so I had the good fortune of coming across a school of psychologists here in Barcelona. And I have to say, I've been here now in Barcelona for nearly 15 years, scarily enough, whilst originally from the UK, moved out here, you know, just found one flat, one job, one boyfriend, and things just kind of evolved. And so then I came across this school of psychology whilst teaching. And it was at that moment, Paul, that I thought, Jesus, yes, this is me. This is who I am. So I got involved with organizing the Congress of Positive Psychology, Coaching Psychology. And then I looked for a way to get further training, some education in the field, and things have just gone from there. And so very much like you, you know, I went from this place of living pretty small to having this desire to expand my horizons, you know, to meet new people, to find new opportunities, to actively create those opportunities. And whilst I didn't know and still don't know fully what that looks like, I'm absolutely on that journey of exploration myself, which is why I guess both of us feel so passionately about having other people join us, you know,
and doing this podcast, of course, and that's you know, that's the setting point. We're both looking for that bigger platform per se, but also what it takes and what the journey is to get there. So I think it's fantastic that we're both standing in the same place,
yes,
even though we are probably a thousand miles apart.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, there are so many people who can relate to the kind of position we're in now. You know, Paul, it's incredible. The number of people I meet and I'll ask them, you know, what do you do? And even the way they express what they do, they'll say, well, you know, I ended up working in, and just that very phrase, ended up, it's kind of like they've, you know, renounced all control. They've given up all control over their lives.
Yes, that's it. Because that was a phrase I realized, and it came out in the early, some of my early podcast writings, is about, are you living life actively or allowing it or just allowing it to be a journey?
Yeah. Yeah. I think people can sometimes find a lot of comfort in talking about destiny and fate and what's meant to be is going to be. But what I'm very, very, very clear about is, you know, the only way to really feel like you have a happy and meaningful life, it's to actively take control over that, you know. Okay, so there's more to lose. You know, it's very easy when you can blame fate, you can blame destiny, you can blame the people around you, but that will always leave you in a position of disempowerment. What I'm about is helping people to really yield, to really, really seize that power, you know, that control over.
Do you have some personal experience of this yourself, where you took a choice and it changed, it did something?
Yeah, I think both consciously and subconsciously, you know, there have been moments in my life where I've made decisions, and I knew at that time that the decision I was making was going to take me in one direction or another. But what I think is really important to add, and I think it's something that we don't really think about, but by not taking decisions, we're actually taking very big decisions. By not choosing to act, by not choosing to be decisive, we're actually making a decision in itself, you know?
Oh, yes. This is a fantastic one. Do you know, it took me years to realize that not choosing was a choice.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's powerful. And I mean, it's hard. It's really hard, Paul, to take that responsibility. You know, very often I'm having coaching conversations with people and they're telling me what this person thinks about them, that person thinks about them. And I'll say, and what do you think about yourself? They don't know. They do not know what they think about themselves. They don't know who they are, what their identity is, because the rest of the world has been dictating, you know. So for me, this podcast too, it's about taking people on that journey inside of themselves to really get to their authentic essence, you know, to really get to the core of who they are. Do you feel you've got to the core of who you are, Paul?
I think I'm quite comfortable in my skin. I'm quite comfortable with the person I am. And And I mean, there, I guess when you get to 55, you kind of relax into it.
Yeah.
I think what has made a difference in me is some discovery of new things in the last, yes, the last 2 years. Because I didn't, I know there's a lot here to talk about. So I'll try, I don't want to go open too much. I think it's, we'll save some nuggets for another day. But I got into fitness in the last couple of years. And, you know, I am 55 and I have a six pack and I've never thought I would be one that would have that. You know, I ran 6K the other day and it's like that was a first for me. I never thought of myself as a runner, you know, and I will be in the gym today with my 16-year-old. So it's like, you know, it's that I never thought that fitness would become a part of my life. And yet now I'm starting, and it's a whole new area for me of fitness and health and food.
Yeah.
So, yes. There is always opportunity for change and for being different in the world, but also accepting yourself for who you are. So I didn't want to accept the fact that my knees were hurting.
Yeah, yeah.
And I did something about it and I went to the gym and my knees don't hurt anymore.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Now, I wasn't overweight. It's just the muscles in my knees and legs weren't being used enough. I was sitting on my ass all day by a computer.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. So look, we've been talking 15 minutes and we said that our ideal for these shows would be somewhere between 20 and 25 minutes, maybe 30, so that they are bite size. Yes. And this one can be longer because it is an introduction. So let's try and say explore a little bit about how we're going to go about doing this, because obviously, you know, you and I can change, you know, exchange platitudes around this. And, you know, it all sounds great, but we need to actually put some meat on the bone here. What are we actually going to be doing for people? How are we going to take people on this journey?
Sure. So we're going to do this in several ways. Primarily, my idea is to share the insights, to share the research from positive psychology. So really sharing with people what science says or what science suggests is the key to happiness, to meaning, to success. But by sharing that research, by sharing those learnings, those teachings from positive psychology, what I'm really hoping to do is to tap in to the experience of everyone who's listening, you know. So what I'm really going to be doing is inviting people to enter this dialogue around meaning, around happiness, around success, and at the same time inviting people to look into themselves, to start asking themselves these questions, you know, because our ultimate goal, it is to take people from where they are now, from their real self, to where they want to be, their ideal self.
Yes, that's fascinating, and I think that is going to be really, really exciting journey, particularly if we've got other people with us on that journey.
Absolutely.
And what
go on,
sorry, I interrupted you.
Oh no, sorry. Go on.
Okay, what I was gonna say is, and I think we need to make it very practical so that there is an opportunity to say, well, look, this is practical, we'll do this together, so that we can know that there are a group of people doing the same exercise. So that we have a sense of it, we're not just doing it on our own.
Yeah, I think this is key, you know, because to really make a commitment to change, we really do need other people around us, because all too often we have these ideas in our mind, but until we share them with another human being, until we actually verbalize them, they seem very hypothetical and very improbable. But the moment we actually say them out loud, we've already made a commitment, just a very small commitment to ourselves and to the people who are listening. And I think that very first commitment is crucial, you know. So, I mean, first of all, Paul, it's about raising awareness. It's about beginning to think about what we really do want. And that's where positive psychology, and that's where coaching, and that's where our conversations will hopefully stimulate people. But the second part, it's really creating that supportive community so that we're able to hold people's hands as we go on this journey together.
Great. Great. So in order to, oh, I've done it again. I need to stop using the word so. In it, adding to that, just so that you are aware, I have a long history in both personal development and in coaching. So I am, you know, I'm not without a few skills in this area, and particularly around getting stuff done and goal setting. So it will be interesting to mix and have a fusion of kind of the positive psychology and also some of the practical grounded stuff, because I've been doing this for a long time with clients and things as well. So I'm very aware. Very aware that people kind of go, yes, I can do something, and I don't know how to actually block out the time to do that or do these things. There's the practical side to doing these things as well. So I'm very happy to provide the tools so that we've got all the tools we need to make this thing work for people.
Absolutely, Paul. I think, you know, between the two of us, you know, I have a little bit of a positive psychology background. You have the very practical real world experience, you know, and you're a fabulous coach and a fabulous organizer. And I can attest to that from, you know, us setting this up. So I think between us and then together with the people who are listening, together with the people who choose to accompany us on this journey, I think we can create something very powerful, both as individuals and collectively, you know. And I think that there's no greater joy for me than to share in that success of another person, seeing a person grow, you know. And I'm genuinely very excited about inviting people onto this journey, because I feel that when we come together, so much more becomes possible.
Yes, yes. And it's like the show, it's not going to change how the show is structured, just as a point there. There still will be the interviews happening every week with people who are on the journey or people who are we would perceive as being successful. But that is an interesting point, actually. This is not all about world-breaking achievement or climbing Everest, is it? This is not about massive achievement. This is about what it means for you. It is about the individual's journey.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. And I think all too often, as I said earlier, people aren't really aware of what it is that's going to give them that feeling of meaning, of fulfillment, of purpose, of happiness. And that's why we've really got to strip away now everything we're not, to really embrace everything we already are. So it's not about going out into the world and finding that. It's about taking away everything we're not. And I think for me, the value of this program, the value of this interaction, it's going to be, you know, inviting people into this sacred space in which we can all come together, get really honest, really vulnerable, really courageous, and then take big action.
Wow. So I've done it again. See, the reason I'm kicking myself up on this one is because the word "so" doesn't have any meaning at the beginning of a sentence.
No.
It's a statement. And it's a it's just like, and I can't really, yeah. It needs not be there. So I'm going to remind myself constantly it shouldn't be there.
Oh, tell me about the absolutely again, please. Again, because it's a really bad habit.
Okay, so I've done it again. Anyway, I will carry on here. Look, it's about I think put into context exactly what people can get out of doing this process. It is about finding more happiness in your life and the realization that happiness is not necessarily about the things that you have.
No.
It comes from a different place. And you've got some lovely words for that, haven't you?
You know, for me, happiness and meaning, it's about who you become. It's about a constant sense of evolution. You know, it's bearing in mind that no single goal or achievement will ever keep us satisfied for very long. And so the only thing we need to know is that to really feel that meaning and happiness, we need to grow and we need to evolve and we need to become the very best version of ourselves that we can. People have that necessity, Paul.
It's interesting, you know. There's a realization about happiness for me, and it was really brought home to me by I was explaining this story to someone, and then someone said it was about trying to recapture past happiness. Yeah. So obviously, I've watched my son grow up, and he's now 16, and he still has a pile of Lego and a pile of Playmobil and a pile of toys that are in our spare room at the moment. And I have seen him, he doesn't do it so much anymore, but I have seen him pick up a piece of Playmobil or one of these things and look at it longingly, because at a time in space, it was everything that was him for happiness was in that thing. Yeah. And it no longer does it for him. he can pick it up, and the, you know, there's a memory of the happiness that thing created. But the thing itself, it is no longer possible to go there.
Absolutely.
With that thing. I think it's interesting the fact that he modeled that, and I hadn't noticed it until I told the story to someone else and said, yes, he's trying to recapture past happiness, and thought, that's it. You cannot recapture past happiness. You have to discover it in a different
place. That's a really powerful thing you've just said, actually, and I couldn't agree more. And I think, you know, to really gain any sense of serenity in life, we've got to reconcile ourselves with our past and where we came from. We've got to learn how to reminisce positively, you know, on a bad day. But at the same time, we've got to harness the power of the present, becoming very mindfully aware of who we are, you know, but at the very same time, we've got to tap into the future. You know, we've got to use the future as some source of, as some inspiration for what could be. So I think, you know, we've got to seize the good from the past, present, and future, but absolutely really honing in on the present, because this is where our true power lies.
Okay, so we are coming to an end of our program. We're at 25 minutes, and we were not going to go beyond half an hour.
Yes.
So to capture exactly what we're going to be offering in Life, Passion, and Business, Bridging the Gap, it will be about capturing and discovering what it is that makes you happy.
Yes.
It will be about finding what is meaning for you, what is the meaning of success and those things in life, and it will be about how to plan your life forward to take you where you
absolutely
want to go.
Bridging.
Have I said enough? Is that everything?
Absolutely.
Is that everything?
Perfect, Paul. Taking people from their real selves to their ideal selves. Even if they don't know where it is to start with, we're going to be there holding their hand every step of the journey. And together, we're going to create something magnificent.
That sounds like a fantastic place to stop. So Lisa Avery, my co-host and warrior on this journey. Thank you so much for being with me.
Thank you, Paul. It's been such a pleasure and such a privilege, and I'm really excited about where this is going.
Well, until the next time, I will leave you there and have a great day.
Thank you.
And that was Life, Passion, and Business. Well, more the showreel for Bridging the Change. If you are intrigued by the possibility of discovering the answers to those meaningful life questions, then join us on the Facebook group Life, Passion and Business. You can find the links on the website lifepassionandbusiness.com or do a Facebook search. These shows will be recorded a week in advance on that group using the Facebook Live system. So join us and be ahead of the curve, ask questions and be part of the journey. I hope you decide to come and join us live on that Facebook group. But in the meantime, I want to thank you for listening, and I will catch you later.